Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Serpents have caused great problems for mankind. It was this way in the beginning, it's this way now, but it will not be this way for all eternity. For the promise has been given to mankind that Christ shall bruise the serpent's head, and the serpent shall bruise the Christ's heel. Genesis chapter 3. The fiery serpents near Mount Hor struck the heels of the Israelites, bringing death with their mouths, just as the serpent had spoken the death-causing lie to Eve. But in the garden and in the wilderness, there was no one to crush the heads of those serpents. You heard that the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many people of Israel died. The event near Mount Hor was divine punishment for the unbelief of God's people. Though God had brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and had provided for their welfare during their journey, the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and Moses. After nearly 40 years, God provided for their needs. For 40 years in the wilderness. And they again complained about the situation that they were in. They were tired of traveling. And they hated the food that God had given them each day. They had rejected the wisdom of God and His acts of deliverance. For such people, there's nothing but death. The source of life has been rejected, and human wisdom has replaced the divine will of God. Therefore, God sent the servants to call the people to repentance. When the Israelites realized that, they recognized their guilt and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that He would take away the serpents from us." The Israelites' despair had turned them back to the one who was their deliverer and provider. It was not God's will to kill all the people of Israel in the wilderness. He had made a promise to them, a covenant with them, one that He would keep, even as His people were unfaithful. The Lord God hears what His people say in repentance, and He provides a remedy for what affects them. In the wilderness, the Lord God doesn't provide something to crush the serpent's head. He doesn't provide something to crush those serpents that were striking the Israelites, but He does give them a remedy that removes the serpent's venom. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who's bitten when he sees it shall live." Life is given in the midst of death. So Moses makes a bronze serpent and he sets it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at it and he would live. The solution was given for the problem of the Israelites. Believing in the Lord God, believing in His promise, they could look at that statue, they could look at that banner and live. Once again, the Israelites were restored. They heard what the Lord God had said, and they saw what He did, and this time they did not grumble nor complain. They did not speak out against Moses and the Lord God, but they believed. They trusted God. And through faith, they were saved. As they believed, they looked to the banner of salvation. But what about those who continue to be bitten by serpents and not the earthly kind? What about those who suffer the poisonous effects of sin and evil, the venom of Satan's lies and their own wickedness? What about those people? Where do they turn? Where can they look to be saved? suffer like Israelites in the wilderness. You are struck by sin, death, and Satan. Your afflictions may be the result of your grumbling and complaining. You speaking out against the Lord God. Other times it's a result of our unbelief or rejection of the providence of God and his acts of redemption. And still other times it's simply the random snake bites of our world, the unexplained afflictions that happen in this sinful, fallen world. So where do these people turn for aid? What has been set up for them to look at? That's what Jesus tells you. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus identifies himself as the banner of salvation for all mankind. Those who are tormented by sin, those who are victims of Satan's venom, are to look to him who was lifted high. The bronze serpent cured the problem that the Israelites faced in the wilderness. But Jesus says that he is the solution to the universal problem that the serpents brought into the world. Back in the Garden of Eden, Jesus is the promised serpent crusher. He is the one who brings righteousness to those who lack it and life to those who are destined for condemnation and death. Jesus is the life giver. He is the one that we look to. Jesus acts like the bronze serpent in the wilderness. But what Jesus brings is of much greater benefit. It's not simply a temporal aid. It's an eternal one. The Gospel of John records this eternal benefit that Jesus brings. Many of you know these words. You know them by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. There's plenty of reason for the Lord God to condemn this world. Just as there was for God to kill all the Israelites in the wilderness, he would be justified in doing. But in mercy, the Lord God acts in a much different way. He brings us salvation. Salvation to a dying people, to a poisoned world. He brings us salvation for each and every one of you. Life comes to you in a poisonous way. An eternal antidote is produced for us by the fruits of the cross. For as the merits of Christ's death and resurrection are distributed to you through baptism, through absolution, through God's word and the Lord's Supper, the venom of sin is neutralized and you are revived as God's people, as his beloved children. You are no longer destined for death. You are no longer given fiery serpents in the wilderness, you are given life. And you no longer have a reason to complain or speak out against the Lord God. He has delivered your life. He has set you on a path to paradise. You deserved condemnation, but the Lord God relented in your destruction since his Son has removed your guilt, crushed your accuser, and given you newness. His will for you has been carried out through Christ Jesus. The ancient serpent who leads people to eternal death has been crushed. And you have been given salvation as you look to him who was lifted up high upon the cross to give you life. As our gospel reading said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. It has been that way. So that you who are poisoned by sin, you who feel the effects of that venom in your life, may live. That promised salvation is yours as a free gift through Jesus Christ our Lord. The snake bite of sin has been overcome. It is finished. He carried your guilt. Your guilt is no longer your problem. Look to the cross of Christ and believe that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God who has reconciled the world back to our Heavenly Father. In Jesus we live. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.